James Tiptree Jr., I've long since wanted to do a science fiction issue of Conjunctions, but one that not just dealt with off-planet aliens, but with all the other aliens who live among us, those whose society deems somehow is just a little or a lot off the traditional path, the accepted path, the usual path. When I asked the wonderful fantasy writer Elizabeth Hand if she'd be interested in doing the project with me, she enthusiastically agreed, and I knew we were off on an excellent journey. One that culminated in this issue right there, one of my favorites ever. Nicole Nyan, a dear friend for a long time now, and a colleague, had talked about Tiptree many times in the past. And when I told her about the theme of this issue, she got to work at once, pulling together an amazing array of unpublished Tiptree letters to Joanna Russ. We edited them down to the selection that's in the issue, and tonight we'll all be hearing some of them read for the first time in public. So thanks, Nicole, for your absolutely critical role in making this happen. I think some applause. She worked So tonight we're joined by every kind of Tiptree aficionado, writers, editors, an archivist, a scholar, all of us fans. Ellen Datlow is an editorial legend in the fields of horror, fantasy, and sci-fi with multiple Hugo, Bram Stoker, World Fantasy, International Horror Guild, I'm forgetting some, Locus Awards to her credit, along with many other distinctions. Currently a consulting editor with Tor, Tor.com, the editor of the Best Horror of the Year anthology series. She's also the co-host of KGB's Fantastic Fiction Reading Series. The aforementioned Michaela Morissette is our managing editor without whom, dot, 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 as well as a contributor of horror and fantasy fiction to our pages and anthologies such as Best American Fantasy, the Pushcart Prize, Best Horror of the Year, edited by Ellen, among others. Our senior editor, Nicole, wrote her New School master's thesis on Tiptree. Nicole discovered the LHA's cache of Tiptree archives and brought them to our attention. She wrote the introduction for the selection. I hope she'll read a little bit of that tonight, that appears in the new issue and works at Grove Atlantic. And the poet Ashley Louisa Santangelo, a coordinator here at the archives, and the 2015 recipient of the Academy of American Poets Student Prize, will speak about her personal tactile experience with the original letters themselves. All right, so let me get things started with an early letter from August or September 1973 to Joanna Russ that happens to be one of my, have in it one of my favorite new phrases. I'm going to start using this phrase, and you'll know it when you hear it. But then goes on to shine with Tiptree's brilliance about things ordinary, extraordinary, exceptional, etc. Talking with Nicole earlier, Tiptree's letters are very hard to read out loud. You'll hear me stumble, and that's going to happen. They are so dense, and her rhythms are so exceptionally unconventional and all her own. And word choices will come up in the middle of a sort of longish sentence that, like, what's that doing there, and how should that be accented or emphasized or not? So she was, her letters are really a part of her legacy as an amazingly original and wonderful writer. So here we go. So, dear Joanna, your letter was more appreciated than I can tell you. But holy peanut butter, that's what I'm going to use then. But holy peanut butter, dear writer, do you imagine that anyone with half a functional neuron can read your work and not have his fingers smoked by the bitter, multi-layered anger in it? It smells revolutionary. No, wait, not revolutionary, not the usual. It smells and smolders like a volcano buried so long and deadly, it is just beginning to wonder if it can explode. Fantastic anger. Like the writer is watching every word, saying, cool it, don't say it. I don't have a sample of your work in my duffel in this broken down forest. She was in somewhere. She moved around a lot. If I had, maybe I could show you some of the pages where the sentences really feel actually bitten off. What the hell do you think sends some readers like me so? See that sentence? What the hell do you think sends some readers like me so? The scent of a new just anger. The sound of someone saying the new true word. I mean, we already have Jane Austen, all the decorous ones. We even have Sylvia Plath. I personally am watching you. Hostile? Sweet feathered Quetzalcoatl. It has not escaped even my tiny dimming brain that you belong to the oldest and worst squashed race on earth. What more appropriate emotion than anger? What task more urgent than feeling and finding yourselves now and the hell with any other minor claimants? I dig it, Joanna. I'm fascinated by it intellectually and emotionally. I'm an old type with no near woman to oppress or free, but I am glad to be alive while it is happening or beginning to happen. I read and learn as much as I can, starting with Du Beauvoir. Yes, I have read Corda. I guess I have spent most of my recent writing income on books from feminist presses. I'm trying to evaluate my own work very critically. Let me mention that later, if you're still with me. The point I want to make here is that I don't expect strokes or friendship for my sentiments. You see, I had a crazy upbringing in which I got early acquainted with some of the bads of life. Crucifixion, anyone? And for some reason, maybe because I caught a little of it myself, I knew immediately which side I was on. The bottom side. When the jackboots kick in the door, it's me they're coming toward. My fantasies are of escape, not of wearing the jackboots. So, of course, like a good little Midwestern liberal with a brain formed in the Congo, I used to sidle up to the local oppressed with my heart offered on my little outstretched hand. Dear socialist brother, dear black brother, dear American Indian brother, I said, this is a terrible wrong. Here is Tiptree, come to help you all I can. And of course, as per historical process, the scowling socialist black Amerind, etc. brother promptly took one look and instantly shat all over me as the handiest representative of the oppressor. Now, oddly enough, I wasn't alienated, because in the intervals of beshitting me, the oppressed or some of their representatives took time to teach me a little about the mechanics of time and power and political movements, which greatly edified me and struck me as perhaps the facts of sex strike others. One of the things I learned was to keep my ears open when I heard any group of people described as : childish, emotional, incapable of reason, happy when laboring unpaid, given to artistic expression rather than thought, excessively compassionate and vicious, excessively loyal and treacherous, excessively cowardly and murderous, requiring leadership for their own good, and supremely content with their lot unless stirred up by outside agitators. Plus, of course, an amplitude of reasons from theology, physiology, and common sense why all these things should be true. Ring any bells? Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that as I sidle up to the scowling female brother with eyes alight with sympathy, experience has taught me to wear my catcher's mask and offer my little heart neatly enclosed in washable plastic. I recognize history at work, but the heart is beating all the same. I am no masochist. I merely refuse to have my enthusiasms dashed by the purely incidental behavior of the dramatis personae. Not because I'm a sweet talk, Joanna. I'm not. I'm not even unprejudiced. I do loathe most people, without much regard to race, sex, creed, or national origin, but I have also deep reservoirs of bigotry on the subject of Arabs, prelates of the Roman Church, and particularly for Germans and other upper Paleolithic survivals. If you happen to fall into one of those brackets, though, don't worry. Not that you would. I don't try for consistency in my dislikes. It's hard enough to keep up with one's admirations. I'll stop there. It's an amazing letter. It goes another 2 pages. But let's bring on some others. Thank you.